Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we talk with the staff and volunteers of the CASA programs of Grant, Delaware, Madison, and Hancock counties.
My name is Annette Craycraft, and I'm the Executive Director / CEO of East Central Indiana CASA, Inc.
My name is Leslie Hendricks. I am the Executive Director of CASA of Grant County in Marion, Indiana.
CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Children, and we recruit and train child advocates who serve in the role of advocating for the best interest of abused and neglected children in our community.
We are there to protect their best interest, to gather information surrounding their situation and their story, and presenting the information that we find to the judge so that she can make an informed decision for the permanency, the best interest and the permanency of these children.
Really, most of the clients we serve, and I estimate about 98% of our clients, are living in poverty, and they fall below the poverty line in the state of Indiana.
Each of our children in Grant County, we are one of the poorest counties in the state of Indiana, so many of our cases are neglectful cases, more than the physical or sexual abuse that some counties also see. We certainly have those kinds of stories, but many of ours are neglect situations where our families just have not learned how to effectively care for their children. So we are talking about children who families don't necessarily understand what it means to be a parent, or they are so steeped in their addictions that they haven't made good decisions for their children. So we can step in then and help them get the services they need to become effective parents again, help these children find a path of safety, a path where they're cared for in a way that is whole and meaningful for them.
Our typical CASA volunteers are the eyes and ears for that child and also that voice for that child in the courtroom. We teach them to investigate and be a fact finder on that case. They speak with anyone who's involved with that case, and it just depends on the life of that case, what is going on with that child. If we're seeing situations or problems in the school, they're definitely going to go out and speak to those educators and to the individuals in the school to learn more about the circumstances there and report that back to the judge. If we see medical neglect, they're definitely going to talk to therapists and medical providers to get more information for the judge. They work very closely with DCS and other service providers who work with that family to just gather as much information and as many facts as they can to provide those best interest recommendations to the judge.
I think the impact really depends on what these parents choose to do. You know, they've been given a chance. They're given all the services that they need to be able to move forward. It is a lot of responsibility, and for them, I'm sure very, very much pressure on them to change their ways.
We see, and the judges will tell you, there's studies out there and data that shows that the judges really see a positive effect of having a CASA involved with that child's life. And our goal is to get that child into a safe and permanent home as quickly as possible where they will thrive. And so that's very important to us, and that's the end goal. And by us being able to reach that goal, that child is going to have a safe life and not have to go through, hopefully, any forms of abuse or any issues later down the road.
You'll hear more about CASA all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with your local CASA program can be found at indianapublicradio.org or on the Community Connection Facebook page. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.